Oakland is setting a national precedent when it comes to surveillance. This summer, the city crafted guidelines for how its citizens can be and should be monitored by surveillance equipment. Sarah Craig reports.
Sarus Farivar opens up a database on his computer that has over 4.3 million records of license plate numbers. He's a tech journalist, and the data has been captured by a license plate reader used by the Oakland Police Department. The info includes the time, date, and a precise GPS stamp for each plate. Farivar pulls up a plate that's appearing a lot.
Captured 201 times between January 1st, 2011 and May 20th, 2014. I bet if you were to go to this location, you would find this car.
Find the car?
I mean, that's, you know, like all within one block, no deviation at all. 8th and Adeline.
Yeah, I'm curious. So can I look up
By all means, you can look up whatever plate you want.
Okay, so I wrote it down here. Mm-hmm. It is, are you ready?
Here, I can just read it.
7F...
You might not want to say that on tape.
Oh.
There you go. I think that's it, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. We have no reads.
Wow.
So yeah, that happens occasionally where people...
I escaped.
You escaped.
Farivar is concerned that OPD's license plate database could be a violation of Oaklanders' rights to privacy.
We were talking about, again, reasonable expectation of privacy in public. The police would say that they have the ability to do this because, again, you're driving on a public road. And, you know, so...
So it's controversial. And the police department must follow some kind of rules around how it monitors the public, right? Wrong.
It was the Wild West, and the potential for abuse was pretty large.
That's Brian Hofer, a privacy rights activist and advisor to the city. He's worked for a decade to scale back Oakland's proposed Domain Awareness Center, or DAC, which is a kind of spy hub that would centralize data from license plate readers, social media feeds, facial recognition technology.
Over 700 surveillance cameras throughout Oakland Housing Authority, Oakland Unified School District, and the city corridors, cameras at the port, and it was all going to be aggregated into one data center, which has 300 terabytes of storage.
Which means it could hold more than 35,000 hours of video.
Yeah, so we saw it as a pretty big civil liberties risk.
Last March, the Oakland City Council restricted its scope. Now the DAC can only be used in the Port of Oakland. Hofer takes me to the data center.
Yeah, that's it, 1605.
1605.
MLK.
That's 1605 Martin Luther King Street in downtown Oakland. Doesn't look like much, just a nondescript gray government building. A call box on the side of the entrance is the only way in. Nobody answers, so Hofer tells me what's inside.
They gave me a tour. I mean, I've seen it. Most people haven't. It looks just like what you see on TV, you know, a wall, a big monitor, a bunch of little keyboards. I mean, it's not nothing exciting, really.
The DAC is now ready for use, but much less potent than originally planned. In June, the city council decreed it can only be used during certain scenarios.
Right now, there's no one staffing the DAC. It's only going to be activated as needed. We don't have natural disasters, really. So, you know, for one or two big protests, yeah, they'll activate it. But that has to be at the port.
So protests at the port will be monitored by the DAC. But what about protests in the rest of Oakland?
We shut them down! We shut them down!
Last December, protesters rallying against police brutality shut down freeways around the city. Nora Corey was one of the organizers, tweeting calls to action, including one in particular.
The tweet in question was basically that we were dreaming of shutting down the freeways, the ports, the city centers, and everything that we could to make a statement.
A few months later, through a public records request, she learned that the California Highway Patrol had marked her tweet as suspicious and was following her online.
It was really, like, scary when I found out, and I kind of went back and tried to reflect on what I wrote, and it wasn't anything that was stark or out of the blue, like out of the norm. I mean, I thought it was completely harmless.
Except, of course, that public messages posted on social media are public.
It's just so free and so available out there as far as what's posted on the internet.
That's OPD Deputy Chief David Downing.
All I need is really an internet connection and Google, and that's pretty much it.
Downing says OPD tracked the Black Lives Matter movement on social media.
So we want to know what some folks are going to do as far as maybe a protest is concerned, because it's our job to make sure that they get to protest.
Or, some would argue, to contain and limit protesters. In September, the FBI upgraded its software to monitor the nation's Twitter and Facebook accounts. But if the OPD wants more sophisticated equipment like that, it will have to ask the city council first. Brian Hofer helped the council draft an ordinance this summer.
With a surveillance equipment ordinance, any of the existing equipment that Oakland might already have or equipment that's soon to come will have to go through the vetting process.
But Hofer says the big focus of the ordinance is not going to be social media equipment. Right now, it's for technology like the Hailstorm, which can record texts and phone calls.
Have you ever, talked to a doctor or a medical professional on a cell phone? Have you ever talked to an attorney on a cell phone? The signal can penetrate walls. So if you're a doctor or your attorney, or, someone that you have a private privileged communication with is inside a building, it doesn't matter. That communication can be intercepted. It's kind of scary.
It's the next level of something called a stingray, which acts like a cell phone tower to fool phone signals. OPD already has the technology, but Deputy Chief David Downing doesn't have much to say about it.
I've heard of stingray, but I'm just not going to be able to talk about that particular issue today.
But many others in Oakland are happy to talk. I caught up with Tracy Rosenberg outside the Alameda County Courthouse. She's the director of Media Alliance.
It's my honest-to-God feeling is if every municipality all over California starts holding hearings about stingrays, the conversation's going to change. Because that's what hasn't happened. It's all been underground. And it's been underground for a reason, because if people really understood it, they'd freak out. So now we're going to cause this massive statewide freakout. And over time, I think it's going to have the impact of these becoming unpopular.
Some believe surveillance serves public safety. Others call it an invasion of privacy. For most, the truth is somewhere in between. Oakland is figuring that out by opening the discussion between the watchers and those who are being watched themselves. In Oakland, I'm Sarah Craig for Cross Currents.